Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're back with more hit.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hit and run.
Hey, bada, 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 so we bada.
On 670 The Score.
So, in the last 17 games, baseball fans, Pete Crow Armstrong has 9 home runs. He also is hitting .343 in those 9 games. He's got 6 doubles, 1 triple, 21 RBIs, 15 runs scored, and 6 stolen bases. He is the first Cubs hitter to have a stretch like that since Chris Bryant in 2019, the 9 homers and the 21 ribs. He's absolutely on fire. He's hitting absolutely everything. It's Hit and Run here with me, Matt Spiegel, and you on The Score. Sean Sears doing a great job producing today. The associate producer is taking a break. Lord knows, 3 hours is, whew, man,
That's enough.
He didn't mention that break once back here. That's how dedicated he was.
Really?
To remind him.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. That's good. That's good. Well, I'll tell you what. Pete Crow Armstrong is having a moment that is continuing. And as the moment continues for Pete, he becomes written about and talked about all over baseball in a way that could potentially be distracting to what the man has to do every day. This is a potentially dangerous time, or is it just an enjoyable time? It's probably all of that, right? Here's Pete Crow Armstrong after the game talking to assembled media, including our man Bruce Levine, who is up in Milwaukee for this ball game today. Here's PCA on the extra media attention that he's getting from the locals and the nationals alike.
Well, I mean, talking to you guys is such a small part of my day, and, you know, I'd be happy to talk to y'all more. I mean, I had a nice conversation with Jordan today and everything, but media-wise, I mean, it's kind of irrelevant to me. You know, I mean, sometimes it's hard enough for myself to get past an at bat, and that's really what I got to work past every day. And I love having, you know, so much focus been put on this team. And the media, it's nice to deal with you guys. You guys make it easy on us. That's just part of it. And I've enjoyed, you know, having to deal with you guys a little bit more.
So he says, had a conversation with Jordan. That would be Jordan Bastian from MLB.com. And there was a feature on MLB.com yesterday with Jordan. So that's, but I mean, Jordan's there every day. Jordan's been covering the Cubs a long time. Thinking about Pete's appearance with MLB Network. Thinking about Pete's interview before the game with Apple TV. Apple TV on Friday night, by the way, had Ian Happ mic'd up, which was fun. But we're talking about Pete mic'd up last Sunday night with ESPN, which was just incredible television. I hope you saw it. And if you didn't see it, I think there's a link out there for PCA's entire mic'd up inning. It was tremendous. There was so much good hard baseball stuff in there. Speaking of that, by the way, because there's a moment, I've been thinking about this a lot. Pete and Ian Happ need to get on the same page with fly balls going out there in the middle between left and center. And all due respect to the multiple Gold Glove winner and the veteran Ian Happ, but PCA should get everything he can. That's just the easiest way to do it. It's the simplest way to do it. And if there are other factors, then I'm open to it. But Pete's got crazy range, and you want him to trust his instincts, and you don't want him worried. And he's in center field, man. Center field is the captain of the outfield. He just is. So it was yesterday, right? You know, it being a little loud there in Milwaukee, possibly. I know that was talked about from the broadcast perspective, but Pete's not a quiet guy. He's got to make sure he speaks up. But if there's anything going on in terms of deference, that's might be something that need to be dealt with. I'm reminded of it because in that mic'd up segment last week, Pete makes a motion to Nico Horner and then explained it. It's like, yeah, I was just telling him that if there's anything behind him, that I got it, that I'm good because I'm playing shallow. And then he talked about how he likes to play shallow at Wrigley Field, and like, because he knows that place more, that he's more comfortable playing shallow there. He's very comfortable going back on the ball. But that guy's comfortable everywhere, going back on every ball. He is an absolute freaking marvel in center field. It's as good and as smooth as anybody I have seen playing center field. Just quite something. So anyway, Pete Crow Armstrong talking after the game a little bit more about his exuberant personality and how the Cubs are allowing him to be himself.
From the jump, that's kind of been the, you know, I mean, that's been counts as MO for me. He's never wanted me to do anything but be myself. And, you know, I think he's just given me a chance to see how I fit in with this team over the last couple of years. And I think we all talked about it a lot last year where I had a lot of opportunity to fail, and they gave me some real good time to find my footing. But I love playing baseball. You know, it's harder to love it sometimes when it's a struggle like last year. But, you know, I mean, we just talked about it. I've been talking about it a lot. Like, this is some of the most fun I've had playing baseball, and that is definitely, you know, the big reason for that is who I'm around every day. You know, we're together all day, every day, and it's such a good group of guys, and I just enjoy my time here, and that translates to how we all, you know, mesh together on the baseball field.
That's Pete Crow Armstrong on enjoying himself with his teammates. It's a good group. Council was talking about PCA postgame, and it ties into all of this. They've kind of gathered some of these cuts to kind of tie in on this same feel. A lot of assembled media there with Council in the office last night after that win, asking him if PCA is, what's going on with him amidst all this added attention?
Along the lines of Savitz's question, everybody wants a piece of them, interviews, all that stuff. Do you guys talk to him daily? Like, how do you keep him just focused, or just let him go and just let him be himself? What's that balance like?
I think, you know, first and foremost, you have to let him be himself. That's absolutely. And then, you know, I think we have a really good group out there to remind him of, you know, when maybe he's not being himself. And that's important. And I think we have a bunch of guys that care about that and are invested in that. And I know Pete appreciates that, because it can get hard for sure. But he's got a great group around him from that perspective. And I think they've been a huge part of his development.
So that's awesome. That is the realness of what goes on a good baseball team. Oh, superstar? Let's chop you back down to size, shall we? Let's make sure, and not in a mean way, not in a jackass way, but just in a, hey man, it's not like your bleep don't stink. It's like, hey, you got an 0-for-4 right around the corner, like all of us, because the game humbles you. And you got to remember that. We were just talking about it earlier with Carson Kelly. What a great conversation we had about 2 hours ago with Carson Kelly. And he was talking about how he just got to, like, stay true to himself, figure out who he is as a person and as a ball player, and just stay there and stay level. And then you remember what else happened at the end of that conversation? I gave him some dirt on PCA. And he said, oh, this is good. I need dirt on PCA. Oh, I need this. This is good. Remember that? Dude. That's what these guys do for each other. That's what you got to do. Because if you start getting your head way out over your skis and you turn into Barry Bonds, okay? Well, then you better consistently be otherworldly, or else the fabric of the team can crumble. And by the way, you could look at some of those Giants teams and wonder if they should have won more. Just saying. Just saying. But look, and it wasn't necessarily Bonds' fault on the field, but you gotta have the vibe, and that means you have to stay humbled. This is Dansby Swanson from last night talking about PCA and the locker room vibe.
If that's gonna be the best version of him, it's gonna help us win baseball games, then that's what it needs to be. And there's times where we all need to be reined in a little bit here and there, and you know, if someone can point something out, and we all keep each other pretty, you know, humble and all those kinds of ways. Like, this team loves to talk trash to one another, and just all the fun ways that we hold each other accountable, you know, is a way in which that kind of keeps everyone somewhat in line but also comfortable, you know, in their own skin.
So, man, I couldn't love that more. It's just, they're giving voice to it. It's just the way that it is. Like, humility, like real actual humility, It gets twisted a lot, especially in sports. I just gotta stay humble. But I know I'm awesome, and that's good. But I just gotta stay humble. Like, sometimes it's just spoken about, and it's not necessarily felt or understood. Like, and I've had to work on this just as a human being, figure out what actual humility is, and I saw it defined this way, it is to be at rest when nobody praises me. And when I am blamed or despised, to have a blessed home in myself where I can go in and shut the door. No matter what, if there's people who are harshing on you, if there's people who are loving you, no matter what, just a blessed home in yourself. Just go in and shut the door. Not to get all spiritual with you, but it is a Sunday morning. And anyway, it is crucial to being your best every single day. This is why I love baseball, folks. My goodness. Whew. Whew. Let's work on our issues. Let's work on ourselves. Sean, anything you want to share? Anything you got to break through on? Anything you got to discuss? You're okay?
I could do a better job of cleaning the dishes at home, according to my girlfriend. Allegedly, according to a source.
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, of course.
Do an act of service, mm-hmm. for God's sakes. Stop thinking like, you know, that, oh man, look at me. I'm producing Hit and Run. I produced a great show today, babe. I don't need to do these dishes. Yeah, you do. Somebody's got to do the dishes, man. It's so helpful. Serve the freaking moment. Get out of yourself.
You're right.
You know?
Yeah.
So I bet Nico or Dansby is going to make PCA do some stuff. Like, you homered twice. Carry my bag. And maybe it's not that, but it's going to be something like that. And you know who I'm told is really, really good at that kind of stuff is Justin Turner. It's like really good at just like, oh, look at you, and messing with people a little bit. Because we all need that. Texture says, say I had two bombs one day and then three strikeouts the next. Welcome to Big League Baseball. Damn right. Damn right. Jim in Grays Lake says, great write-up on this topic in The Athletic today from Sahadev. I didn't see it. So good. I'm glad that I'm putting the pieces together and putting all these quotes together and driving a segment on it. And now Sahadev wrote it. And now tomorrow when I come in here to the Spiegel and Holmes show, all those guys are going to be like, yeah, whatever. Sahadev wrote this. What, did you just read The Athletic? Is that what you did? I'll be like, no, man. It's my own thoughts that I had. They're going to be like, whatever. You're just reading other people's stuff and spitting it out. Whatever. Another texter says, I just purchased a Pete Crow Armstrong rookie card. Yeah, there you go.
Ooh.
Just let that man cook. Eric in Uptown says, let PCA do his thing. He knows what he's doing. And even if he doesn't know what he's doing, he's got to figure it out. So, you know, I mean, this really, like, just whoever you are, Pete wears his emotions very, very close to the surface. You can see when he's frustrated, smacking the bat down, when he gets excited and he homers and he's rounding the bases and he's doing the thing where he's rubbing his fingers together. Do you know what that was yesterday as he's rounding the bases? That wasn't pay me, right?
No, I think it was some type of like agreement with him and Daniel Palencia. I think there's audio for it. Let me see if I can find it.
Oh, really? I didn't realize that. Because as someone tweeted at me, said he wasn't saying show me the money, was he? No, no, no. Pete's not going down that road. But he will get shown the money. Yes, he very much will. That'll happen. Interesting thing taking place on the text lines is somebody texted in about 25 minutes ago. Hey, is Ricketts going to sign PCA or Tucker? It's like, oh wow, look at that. You got both of them in there. PCA will be for a lot less than Tucker. Maybe that one comes sooner. This should be the year they sign both of them, though. But anyway, is this PCA talking about that signal going around the bases?
Yeah. This is him with Taylor McGregor last night.
Thank you.
I have to follow up with Daniel Palencia because we had a shot of him in game. And when you hit your home run, he exploded in the dugout. So is there a backstory behind what's going on here?
Yeah, Danny asked me what at bat I was going to hit a homer, and I said second at bat. And it happened. So the bullpen's been making some good calls this year so far. So I'm sure Tuck made someone some money too.
Ah, so it was pay me. Because it's the second home run, and there's some internal betting that's going on.
I think Palencia's also the one that dumped the Gatorade on him and McGregor after the game, too.
Oh, that he missed Pete.
Yeah, he got Taylor McGregor.
He got Taylor, like, in full. Looked like a nice coat, too.
She was being really cool about it, but I'm sure she was not happy to be sticky at the end of that game.
I'm sure that somebody will take care of that. I'm sure the org will find a way to cover the next coat.
She does go work on
it. If need be. Oh, my God. All right. So, look, it's going to be super fun to watch this thing all season long. And, you know, we've got lineups in that I can get you in a matter of moments before we get out of here. Because the Cubs and the Brewers, as the Cubs go for the sweep against Freddy Peralta, Cubs have Happ, Tucker, Suzuki, Bush, And then Horner hitting fifth. So, oh, look at this. Interesting. Nico is fifth. Pete Crow Armstrong is sixth. Amaya is seventh. Swanson is eighth and Birdie at third. Well, that's interesting. That's Pete moved up from 7 to 6.
How do we feel about that?
I don't know. I just
went. I know.
I just said I loved him there in the seventh spot. But, you know, it's the same kind of thing. He's behind Nico, which is really nice. And that's been the case. So as long as he stays there behind Nico, and this time he's ahead of Amaya, Carson Kelly getting the day off, and Dansby down at 8. Yeah, I'm all right with it. Because with no Kelly, so Amaya's down below. This is still good because Miguel Amaya can still cook, and Dansby is cooking right now. So not too worried about 7, 8, and 9 as the Cubs go for that sweep. Shota Imanaga on the mound for the Cubs. All right, I host a podcast called the PBP, Voices of Baseball. I'm in season 3. It's been an absolute thrill to talk to just about every play-by-play person in the game that I've wanted to. There's a couple more that I want to, and there's some retired ones that I get a chance to talk to as well. Just been an absolute thrill to, you know, really, it's a love letter to the craft of play-by-play. That's what the whole thing is. This week, I decided to have an analyst on, and who better to have on than Ron Coomer? I love the conversation. I really think you will, too. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. PBP, Voices of Baseball. So check it out. And Coom, as an analyst, has incredible stuff in there about being a good partner to Pat Hughes, about how do you support a play-by-play guy, everything like that. But I wanted you to hear a couple of things from it. Here's the first part. And this is, I asked Coom, who were his broadcasters? Growing up in Lockport, who were the broadcasters that he used to listen to and love as a little kid? Were they play-by-play guys or were they color guys? Sorry about that, Sean. That's my bad. We good now? Here they are. So who were the broadcasters that Coom loved?
The person that I used to listen to and think, because I knew he was a player and he would give managerial advice as the game was going on, was Lou Boudreau. But my guy as a kid was Jack Brickhouse. I would sit enthralled right in front of the TV, you know, TV right in front of you. And I'd listen and I'd stand for the national anthem and my dad would be shaking his head, you know, and I'm just a little dude, you know, and, I just, that the Jack Brickhouse thing to me, he was, you know, the voice. He was WGN. He was listening to him in the car, listening to him and watch him on TV. And I couldn't get enough of Cubs baseball as a kid, as a little guy.
Well hit, deep to right, back, high, it's all. Smith does homered. The Cubs win the game. And look at the reception at home plate for Willie Smith.
And then, you know, as I get a little older, it was baseball. And then it was Cubs and Sox. And then you listen to Harry and Pearsall and, you know, and Jack Brickhouse. And I just was like, it was the coolest thing ever. I did, you know, I was a pretty good little league player, as you'd probably guess. But I didn't know I would be able to hit at a level that, you know, keeps you in the game a long time. But I was enthralled by the broadcast thing that they were doing. I really was.
Wow, interesting. So did you picture yourself doing that ever, or was it just picturing yourself as a ball player? Oh, no, you did. You did.
Oh, yeah. I wanted to be a baseball player, but I even, you know, right from high school, I could broadcast the game as a joke, like, you know, and talk about the hey, you know, and I still remember as, you know, as a little kid remembering his – home run call of Ernie Banks 500, you know, and all the little intricacies of how he called it. And that was before I ever thought I'd ever broadcast. You know, you're a kid watching baseball, you know, but I had a love of baseball that was, you know, it was probably weird to most people, you know, around my neighborhood. Baseball hat, glove on my hand, always a ball, and there was a bat close by and probably a broken window from my grandparents' house somewhere along the line in a weekend, each weekend.
Amazing. I love that you did envision yourself as the broadcaster while also envisioning yourself as the player. You know, it's I wonder how unique it is. I mean, you're my first analyst. I'll find out, you know,
I'm going to guess it's not very unique.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess a lot of guys that play that are my age grew up living baseball because you're in your backyard playing somehow, some way.
mm-hmm.
loving somebody that brought that to you, and then you going out and trying to do it, and then all of a sudden you figured out, wow, I'm pretty good at this thing here. You know, I might have a chance of doing this a little bit.
What's something that you can see from the booth in terms of the field below or whatever mm-hmm. that the fans would really benefit from and for their understanding of the game? Like what do you get to see?
Things that I see that fans probably don't, things with a pitcher that I recognize that they just don't see. Because, you know, I've been a hitter all my life, you know, so a guy making a move on the rubber, let's say, you know, and changing or his arm angle changing. And when he does that, how does it affect the pitch? Is he tipping his pitches? Right. Those are little things that I can see from my spot that most people can't. Well, that goes back to sitting in a dugout and hitting and playing and doing all those things for so long, you know, it's one of those things. You broadcasting a radio show, you've done it for a long time. Yeah. Nothing's going to surprise you. In a baseball field, if I'm looking down at the field, I'm like, the right fielder's out of place. Why is he over there? Now I'll focus over there because that's not right. You know, you just see things that come to you that, you know, most fans just – you know, they don't see that whole picture. And, you know, it's, if I went to their job, I wouldn't see the whole picture of what they do.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, you know, that's just the way it is.
That's Ron Coomer. I got to tell you, I have asked that question to just about every guest. What's something you can see that people would love to see? And most of the play-by-play folks, they give me a decent answer. But sometimes it sort of flummoxes them. Coom gave me the best answer because it's a ball player, you know, and it's frankly, it's interesting because when I'm up there and I get a chance to do an inning or a game here or there or whatever, I am trying to think like a ball player, even though I wasn't, just because I love to try and think like a ball player. Coom is just that way. He's naturally that way. Here's a perfect example of him knowing stuff. Remember Shota's last start when he left with leg cramps and everybody was terrified? TV broadcast especially was scared because they weren't exactly sure what was what. And if you're watching on TV, I was comfortable because I had synced up the radio with the TV via the MLB at Bat app. Which you can do, by the way, because the At Bat app is usually ahead of the TV broadcast.
It's an elite setup you have, man.
Yeah, man. But so anyway, I'm listening, and Coomer had already told me what was going on with Shota. This is from the inning before. It's from the fifth inning before Shota left in the sixth. Coom noticing something that was going on the field.
That time, Shota missing with a changeup. 2-0.
Shota banging his back leg, which would be his left leg in the quad. Hopefully he's not getting kind of cramping in that leg.
Cramping in that leg. He saw it an inning before Shota left the game. Then when Shota was leaving the game, Coom was basically saying, yeah, he's cramping. Yeah, yeah, you know, it can happen. And then we find out after the game, yeah, he was just cramping. So we don't have to freak out. Coomer sees stuff. The best. Check out the episode of the PBP Voices of Baseball on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. The whole conversation is just so, so fun. I love that dude. All right, Craig Counsell spoke pregame about something we were just discussing, which was the outfield play between Ian Happ and PCA. And here is Craig Counsell talking about that moment we saw in left center, if it's anything to be concerned about.
I mean, I think it's just communicating is what makes it effective. Experience together for sure, but I think just keep communicating. That's the nature of it. You know, Pete's an aggressive player, and that's his nature. And so they just got to keep communicating. That's what's going to make it better.
So keep communicating. Pete's an aggressive player. That's his nature. Yeah, you don't want to mess with that, right? Here's a follow-up about Happ in the outfield.
The reality of Happ having had a traumatic collision with Horner about 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that is something that players take with them the rest of their career sometimes.
So, yeah, absolutely. I mean, no question.
I mean, so that goes into the equation of helping the guy learn and also not getting destroyed again, right?
Yes, that's part of it for sure for Ian, for sure, yeah. I mean, I wasn't witness to it, but I've heard enough conversation about it that it wasn't good, and it's lasting for sure.
Man, good job by Bruce in trying to follow up and see. Like, I don't know if, again, I don't know if anybody's going to say it, but it is that thing where nobody might say it out loud, but I think Ian's got to back off, frankly. I'll just say it. I think Ian's got to back off and let PCA get to everything that he can, period. Much respect to your veteran nature and your multiple gold gloves. But you got yourself something special in center field, and he wants to go get every ball, and you let him go get every ball. It's only going to make you look better, and the whole outfield to do its thing, and you will just look better. So the manager, Pat Murphy, is the former mentor of Craig Counsell, and now they go against each other yet again. I didn't hear this yesterday. This is Pat Murphy from yesterday on Inside the Clubhouse talking about his friend and his mentee, Craig Counsell.
First of all, he's an exceptional person, father, husband. He's exceptional. He's off the charts, and he doesn't candy coat it. He doesn't try to be it. It's just who he is. You know, he was raised right by two unbelievable parents, and you see it in his children. He's got four children, and you see it. You see how he was raised, and he's continued that in his professional life. You know, like, he knows what he wants. He knows what he's paid to do, and he does it in an incredible way. He took a lot of crap last year and went through, endured a lot, unflappable.
Man, it's just, it's another level now to this thing, this Brewers-Cubs thing. Craig did take a lot of crap last year, getting booed when they showed the video up there in Milwaukee. Remember that? And
even like the graffiti before he was even officially announced.
Yeah.
Right?
And he was candid about that. I think it kind of surprised him that it was going to be that venomous. So it was a little bumpy like that. I don't think it's the case anymore. Brewers won the division. Pat Murphy is their guy. They're locked and loaded. But now, Cubs look like the better team again. It's been a few years since you felt like you could say that. We'll see what happens today. But boy, these first two games have been something. Thanks so much to all of our guests today on Inside the Clubhouse. Matt Shepherdson, the deputy commissioner of the Frontier League. Go to frontierleague.com. Tim Dillard from Brewers Television, just a delightful guy. DimTillard.com, or you can find him on Twitter as well. Thank you to Carson Kelly, Cubs catcher. It was really, really fun to have on the show. Thank you to all of you for listening and for texting. Thank you to our producer, Sean Sears. Great job, Sean. I throw a lot at Sean all week long and every Saturday, and he scoops it all up and rifles it over to first base with a fine, fine throw. And thank you to the associate producer, Ruben Spiegel. Fine job today, young fella. Thank you for saying Twiggenberries on the air.
Oh, God. It's been a pleasure.
Good. That's the way it's supposed to be. Cubs baseball is next. Back tomorrow on Spiegel and Holmes. We're going to have Cliff Floyd on the show tomorrow and Steve Stone on the show tomorrow. So be tuning in and enjoy Cubs baseball the rest of the day here on 670 The Score.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knix, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knix Menswear, your friend in style.